Rumbly Boo day 11 in my case, September the 11th then. A little bit behind, but wanted to really think about what I was doing on this one. I'm sitting on my train at the moment, not on the 11th of September, on the 23rd as it goes. But yeah, wanted to really just do this one a bit of justice. It's not without some thought that the piece that I'm playing now is called Evacuating London. It's from the Narnia film soundtrack, the Narnia film that was done in about early 2000s. And I just thought the music was fitting, really. Music is stirring. It's sad and yet hopeful. And man, you can't believe it's 15 years ago. I remember exactly where I was. I never went up the World Trade Center, you know, to things like Windows of the World or any of that, or any of the viewing galleries. What I've been to recently, up to the Shard in London in the last couple of years, and also to Tower 42 recently, which was going to fade this out a second, which was affected by the IRA bomb went off that they planted, and that was near Tower 42, and actually really did damage it. Nothing like what happened on 9/11, but just that sense of the awesome magnitude of what had happened and the danger. I remember exactly where I was when I was coming through the old student centre at work, and the news is on a big screen, and I was with one of my colleagues, and he said, "Oh, it looks like the World Trade Centre, one of the towers is on fire." And literally as he said it, we were looking at it just aghast, saying, "Is this serious? What's happened?" You know, planes seem to have hit the tower. And it was such a clear day, a bright blue sky, and this thing just came out from nowhere, really. Of course it came from somewhere, we know that now, but you know what I mean. And I say we're watching telly, and then this big screen, and then this next plane came in. And from the stuff that I've been watching recently, over 500, nearly 600 miles an hour, this second plane came in and struck the next tower. I think the, forgive me if I get it wrong, but I think the, was it the North Tower first and the South Tower? And then it was just complete and utter chaos, you know, and carnage. And then later on, as we were watching, later on, you know, the people were jumping. Over 100 people jumped or fell from the buildings. And many of you will have seen the documentaries since then, that where, you know, you're hearing these people landing. And then there's all the conspiracy theories and so many elements, you know. But it changed the world forever, didn't it? 15 years on, do you think the world has changed? I certainly do. And all the things that have happened since then, you know, the war in Afghanistan, reigniting things in Iraq, now problems in Syria, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. And, oh man, it's just wanting to reflect really on what was such a very sad day. I listened to the recordings of the from the control tower the other day as well, and it was Betty, one of the air stewards on flight 11, that I think was the first one to hit the tower, and just heartbreaking, you know, to hear how calm she was trying to be and was managing it, knowing at some point that, you know, this wasn't a normal situation, even by hijacking standards, and something very, very bad was happening. So I just wanted to talk about it a little bit, and just to bring my own little memorial as we flash forward to me now being in a train, and she's about to talk about delays, and just sometimes when we think that we have these first world problems, really we're lucky to be alive. And I just want to take this time to be thankful for my life. You know, as I said, so many things have happened since then. You know, we've had the terror attacks in London, the terror attacks in Madrid, so many different things, you know, so many different things. But that was it, really. I just thought it was a bit of a opportunity to come and speak to you today. And just a very short memory of 9/11. And a recognition again of all the people that gave and sacrificed themselves for others, particularly the, you know, well, so many people, but the firemen running into those buildings knowing that there was a good chance they weren't going to come out. And also, you know, the heroics that we heard about in the plane that was headed for Washington. Oh man, so on and so forth. And it's almost that thing where you don't want to miss anyone out, but I just think, you know, my intent, and just to really take a bit of an opportunity to acknowledge it. I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening.